92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. Every Monday at 7:45, Dr. Tasha is in the studio with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. It's another episode of Ask Dr. Tasha. Hello.
Hi.
Holidays are right around the corner. There's a lot going on. We moved the clocks, and so it's getting dark early, and just a lot of things going on with people and whatnot. The segment that we did last week was really good about stress and all of that. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. What do you want to talk about today? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, in my clinic, I often see a increase in pain when it gets cold.
I never thought about that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep. And I know people get their opinions about weather affecting your health, but I'm just here to tell you it does.
Okay.
So I notice all of my pain patients, especially as we start heading towards snow, everybody feels worse.
Oh, wow.
Everybody.
Really?
And I see a lot of patients.
So fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, all that stuff.
Back pain.
Okay.
All of neck pain.
Back
all
pain,
of my
neck pain,
pain patients.
All that.
Because think about what happens when you get cold. You get goosebumps. What are goosebumps? Goosebumps tighten. So that's
like this.
Yes, exactly.
Your whole body's all tightened up.
Your whole body tightens up.
Yeah, you're right.
Because it's trying to keep warm.
Yeah.
And really, it's trying to... the first step is to keep the vital organs alive. So it's trying to keep all that warmth in, so you're just tensing up and your body's, you know, going in. So it does cause more pain. So I want to encourage any of my patients or any of you fellow listeners who are living a pain-ridden life and you're feeling hopeless and you're not feeling good to begin with, winter is actually a really good time to come and see us.
Okay.
And I say that because I notice a trend where my patients who are chronic pain, debilitated, sleeping all the time, don't have any quality of life anymore. They're just living overwhelmed by pain and that's it. And they get better no matter what season they come to me, but they really love once they realize they've come for care through the winter, and then the next year is so much better for them because they're pain-free or their pain is significantly reduced and their quality of life is restored.
Right.
So there's two things. Your pain is probably going to be higher as it gets cold, which is a great reason to come see us.
Yes, it is.
But you're also going to face a better tomorrow or next summer season and spring season if you start getting it under control now.
I like that.
Yeah. So it's very fun for me to watch somebody come in, the light is out of their eyes. They
you can see that. I know you can. I know you can.
And they sit a little hunched over and they have that hopeless look in their face. And then the, you know, the more I see them, the more they get better. The light comes back. They sit a little taller.
Yeah.
I had a lady in my clinic yesterday. Love this patient. She has spinal stenosis.
Oh, I have that. Okay. Lumbar and cervical.
Yes. Which is a horrible thing to live with.
Yeah, it is.
And
yeah.
She was hopeless. She couldn't do anything. She's like, I can't even make my bed.
Oh, that's terrible.
Terrible. And she spent 2 days ago, she wanted to get all her flowers planted, you know, the bulbs. I know people are doing that right now. She spent 5 hours on her hands and knees on a hill planting bulbs. And she said, there is not a chance I could have even done an eighth of that hadn't come to see you before.
Wow. Okay.
She was like, I was a little uncomfortable afterwards. I gave some heat on it and I feel great. She was like, I never imagined that I could feel good again. I never imagined I could feel better again. And something else to note with her is that she is starting to feel better as the cold is setting in.
That's awesome.
Which is amazing.
So she was proactive with all of this.
She was proactive.
Yeah, I get that. I love that because... Yeah, I know how I am. I mean, when I'm around my grandkids, sometimes I'll say, oh, Gigi's bones are hurting. My bones are hurting. And it's just cold and I'm old. You know?
Well, I don't like when you say I'm old, Mary
I'm
Ellen.
Old.
I don't like that.
I am 62 years young. You have beautiful skin, by the way.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that you do. And I think skin issue, that's a whole nother show, but I know that you take very good care of yourself and you really watch what you put into your body. That is so important.
It is really important
what we put into our bodies every day and everything like that. But you know, I think living with pain like that, it's what happens with people is they you may not see them anymore. They kind of become hermits because They don't want to talk about what's going on with them because it's embarrassing. They say they'll meet you up somewhere for lunch, but then they're in pain while they're having lunch with you.
Right.
And I've been there before I had neck surgery. And I was just like, you know what? I don't want to do anything. I'm in pain all the time. Just forget it. That's not a way to live.
It's not.
No.
It takes a toll on your mental health.
Yeah,
a huge toll.
Yeah.
So I always see, even my big, strong guys who want to be tough,
mm-hmm.
I always ask them, how's your mental health?
There you go.
And honestly, sometimes they cry.
Yeah.
Because it's so debilitating and so overwhelming, mm-hmm. and the pain gets to you. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
When I don't take good care of myself, mm-hmm. which happens because mm-hmm. we get busy, my pain spikes, and then I feel like a cranky mom.
Right.
I feel mean.
And you don't want to be
bad about
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
And it's this vicious cycle. And
it
I
is.
Say, okay, I need to take a step back. Quality of life is worth it. I am worth it.
Because
mm-hmm. let's talk about it. Some people think they're not worth
it. I know.
It. And let me get my pain under control so that I can't pour from an empty cup.
No, and I just said that to my daughter last week. I said,
yeah.
you know, I said, as women, honey, we don't get a lot of credit for what we do. It's just the way that society is.
Yeah.
And you have to take care of yourself. If you are not healthy and you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of your kids. It's
right.
that scenario
right.
being on the plane and the mask comes down.
Yeah.
They tell you, mom, you take that yeah. oxygen mask first, then you help your children.
Yeah, and
but women, we don't do that. We put ourselves last on everything.
We do. And then guess what happens to those patients? You might know.
What?
They end up with fibromyalgia.
Oh, I hate. Yeah.
I know.
That disease is so messed up in itself.
It is.
You're right. They don't take care of themselves. Stress invades the body. What was the name?
It's the caregiver's disease.
The body keeps score.
Yes.
The
yep.
body mm-hmm. keeps score. And I know you know that.
Yeah.
And I see the light in your eyes. And
yeah.
when you look at me and when we're talking, I know, I feel like you're looking deep into my soul because, you know, I I'm on the radio. I'm paid to be happy. There are days when I come in and I don't feel well, but
yeah.
I have to kind of hide it. It's okay. It's part
yeah.
of the gig.
Yeah.
But I have friends that have chronic pain and I know how hard it is for them. So somebody makes an appointment and say they have like several issues. You can tackle all of those issues in a consultation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. And one of the things that I like to point out is that I take on the worst cases.
Do you?
A lot of the time.
Okay.
It doesn't scare me.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to treat it.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes where my clinic picks up is where Western medicine stops,
mm-hmm.
which is why I love the integration.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you're coming in for, my clinic specializes in chronic, degenerative, hopeless. I mean, and the list could go on and on, right? Pain,
mm-hmm.
stenosis.
Mm-hmm.
Fibromyalgia, neuropathy is a
mm-hmm.
huge one.
Yes, it is.
Huge.
Yeah.
Anything that you're struggling with, no matter how many stacks we have of things, because once the body breaks down, it's going to stack on itself because it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a call.
Okay.
My goal is to give you hope.
Yeah.
That's what I offer.
Okay.
Hope of quality of life, hope of healing,
mm-hmm.
hope of feeling loved, hope of feeling respected, hope of feeling heard.
Mm-hmm.
That's our mission.
Feeling heard is a big one.
Big one. So schedule that consultation. I firmly believe that consultations should be complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
They always are in my clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call, 616-604-0219. And one of my wonderful, wonderful staff that answers the phone would be happy to help you.
Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's another episode with Dr. Tasha at Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness.